Izzy and Kate drive you home the Savo from 4:30 right here on 101.9 The Fox. And every Tuesday on our show,
Tuesday.
And a big congratulations to Dave Hughes, Woo! Nominated most popular comedy program for a Logie. Hughesy, we have a problem. Well done, Hughesy.
Thanks, guys. And I know on the news, you're all going to cancel your overseas mid-year holidays and you're all going to go to the Gold Coast and go to the Logies to support me, aren't you? Fev, you're coming, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I fly out on the Sunday, mate. So, Hughesy, bad luck.
Because I actually thought about you when they changed the dates for the Logies because your opening monologue is without doubt the best part of the whole night. And I thought to myself, well, there's surely no radio announcer is going to be on the Gold Coast in July. That doesn't make sense.
Honestly, I was like, you know, and I said to the organiser, I said, if I'm not nominated, I'm not going.
So you got the token invite.
I think it's all above board. I don't think they can somehow change how people get nominated.
I reckon they went through the list and said, okay, because there's a lot of people nominated for a Gold Logie that I've never heard of before, and they've gone, good citizen, they won't be away, there's the drunks. Nah, we won't put them up for a nomination. Is that true?
No, I don't think so, mate. I think if there was some FBI investigation that, you know, no one's going to get subpoenaed, there's not going to be no one's going to lose their presidency over this. I think it's pretty legit, and the fact is the show has been nominated, so I had to have a very, as Fifi was talking about, I had to have a conversation with my wife about the fact we'd had a holiday booked as well. So, yeah, our whole family's flying out.
Bang on our radio holidays.
And school holidays.
Yes,
so where are you going? Well, where's your family going?
We're going to Tokyo. So, well, the family are going to Tokyo now. So,
So you're not going?
I will come out 48 hours later.
Yeah, you'll be able to get a jet there or something, wouldn't you? You've got a heap of coin.
Well, the funny thing is we're all, because there's five of us, and you don't want a little kid, you don't want to put them in business class. It's just, they don't deserve it, you know? They do not deserve it. So the whole family was flying economy to Tokyo, and but then on my own, can I upgrade myself to business?
Oh,
hey, I had this dilemma the other night. Hughes, you had the same dilemma, because we're flying to Bali again in July. And I booked the trips through Qantas, Qantas, and for all business, it was $60,000.
Whoa!
And for economy, it was
$9,000. Yeah.
We're economy.
You're economy.
We're flying economy.
But on my own, if I just use points to upgrade to business, I'm not going to fly.
I did say to Alex, do you want me to put you, because you're pregnant, do you want me to put you in business? And she goes, yes, I'll be flying business and you can look after the kids, which is fair enough. Because she's pregnant, I don't want her sitting in those little seats.
That's nice.
But I haven't done it yet, so maybe if Qantas are listening, loving it.
Oh, wow. How's that turned into Fev plugging in Qantas? Sorry about that, Hughesy. We'll come back.
101.9 The Fox.
Every Tuesday.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Hughesy Tuesday. Now, Hughesy, we were just talking not long ago about groupies, and we did get people around Melbourne. A couple of girls rang in professional groupies and gave away their tactics. Now, you're big on the stand-up circuit. I would imagine over the years you've had your fair share of groupies.
Yeah, but you don't really want groupies as a stand-up comedian because if they sit in the front row every night and they hear the same jokes, you know, eventually they get bored pretty quick, to be honest. But
it's a good way of getting rid of them.
But hey, I've got one groupie who's long-standing. She lives in Adelaide. Her name's Anna. She's married with children. There's nothing dodgy about it, but she is absolutely focused on my career 100%.
Wow.
She sent me public, Facebook messages and Instagram messages a couple of days ago saying she was crying when she heard that I'd been nominated for a Logie. She turns up every year to the Adelaide Fringe. This year she brought me about 40 packets of Hubba Bubba, which is interesting. So, yeah.
For any reason?
What for?
No, she heard that I liked Hubba Bubba, and I'm still going through the Hubba Bubba, so yes. She's got enough Hubba Bubba for me to have for the whole year.
What are your thoughts on Hubba Bubba? I reckon they run out. The taste runs out real quick.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The good thing about having money is that you can just pop four or five Hubba Bubbas in your mouth. And I just go through a pack, you know, real quick, and it's where I spend most of my money, but I don't have to now.
You've got a bit of money. You've got a bit of money, do you, mate?
Or? I've got a bit of money, and you know what? When the rent comes in from the blockhouse, I just spend it on Hubba Bubba.
That's a crap. load of bubba bubba.
Hughesy is back next Tuesday and driving you home the Savo from 4:30. See you, mate.
Got you, guys.
Right on, legend.
101.9 The Fox.
Gee, we've strapped ourselves in because Feef promised a treat here on The Fox.
Well, you remember a few weeks ago, I said to Fev, and I pitched my business to him, I said, Fev, there's a hole in the market at the moment. Everybody's making cupcakes. Everybody's making macaroons. There's donuts. There's cronuts. There's cruffins. What happened to the good old-fashioned slice? The slice your nana, your granny used to make. And I said, Fev, I'm going to bring back the slice.
And I've brought 51% of the business.
You've bought 50%. I'm prepared to go 50-50.
Don't argue about that again.
Now, we've got our Instagram account, The Slice Queen. It's in action. Now, I did announce this about 2 weeks ago, and then I've had a bit on. So I've been promising. I took lots of requests on the Slice Queen Instagram page. What would you like me to make for the very, very first slice for the business? And the big request was the jelly slice, Fev. Now, this is a classic. My granny
and
used to make it. My mum makes this. I have made it.
You've now, got the plates from 1960.
Yeah, I'm being old school.
Nice this, touch.
Did you run out of jelly?
No. Okay, a couple of things. Presentation, I know, is key. Now, I made this on Saturday and people have eaten it.
Saturday?
Yeah, but I've had people through the house. I've been offering it.
Can I have some jelly with my slice?
It's Tuesday.
Don't have that piece.
Hang on. Now, do you want your jingle? You've even got a Slice Queen jingle. You haven't even used it.
Yeah, before, Fev, before you taste it, just calm your jets. Cool your jets. Can I hear it?
This is the Slice Queen.
Slice Queen, yes.
She's the slice. Queen, passion fruit with gelatine, jelly custard blueberry, sweetest treats you'll ever find. Every time.
Wow. I mean, this is great marketing. This is, if only the product, you know, was as good as the jingle.
Now, people haven't had an old school piece of jelly slice. We're dealing, what we've got is a crumb base. There's a condensed milk and lemon centre with a red jelly layer on
finished.
Top.
Finished.
Okay, Fev, have a taste. Tell me what you think.
The taste.
It's my mum's recipe.
Okay.
Holy shitballs. Well, it's amazing.
It's gone. That's a win.
Slice Queen, yes.
She's the slice queen. Passion fruit with gelatine. Oh. Jelly custard blueberry.
Is that aeroplane jelly?
Yes.
Is that custard?
No, what that is.
That's amazing.
It's condensed milk with lemon and gelatin, but in quantities that I won't reveal because that is all
As
my
George
secret.
Colin Bass would say, the jelly is powerful, but the condensed milk just oozes and then you get the thick layer of the biscuit that just all molds into one and it's a sensation.
And the tang of the lemon doesn't it?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. You cooked it.
Mm-hmm. Baked it.
Baked it.
I'm a baker.
Mate, it's a sensation. That taste. I've got to have another one.
He loves it.
Is this Jenny Craig approved?
No.
Oh, I can't have another one.
101.9 The Fox.
An interesting book that's been released by a woman who is a bona fide groupie. She was one of the original bona fide, the real deal in terms of groupies. And one of the originals. So back in the 60s, she was a groupie. These are some of the guys that she has pursued as a groupie and been in, I was going to say relationship, but I'll use that word very loosely. She's been with Mick Jagger, Keith Moon, Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page, Jim Morrison of The Doors.
Jeez.
It's amazing. And now, look, she's
written a book.
She has written a book. Look, a lot of these people have passed away. I'm not a big fan of the tell-all. I sometimes think, can people just have a little bit of privacy?
Yeah.
And often these are intimate details. But anyway, she's talked all about the fact that she was a groupie, how her life evolved as a groupie. And it's an interesting area, Fev, and I'd love to talk about it because groupies, I mean, I don't think we have groupies like we did in the swinging 60s and 70s, but there are still groupies. And sometimes, and I think in this day and age with social media, I think it's easier to be a groupie because you can see through an Insta story where your favourite, I don't know, singer is, your favourite footballer, who you want to hang out with. And I remember, and I can only, I've never been a groupie myself, but I remember when I had my very first job, I was working at Meyer Eastland out there in Ringwood, and one of the girls, I was in the jewellery department, but one of the girls in the hosiery department, she was a massive Essendon fan. And every Friday night, because we do the long shift till 9 p.m., and she'd be sorting out on her phone where all the Essendon players were.
To go out after the game.
Yeah, she knew after a game where the Essendon players were, what pub, who would be, and she'd made some connections with people on the fringes of the Essendon Football Club, like whether
wow.
it was
trying to
you know,
get in
guys that sell the tickets at the door.
Yep.
It's
the team mascot.
Yeah. But and before I ask you anything about this, Fev, because 13 10 60, it'd be great to hear some confessions of a groupie.
Oh yeah.
Now maybe you're a groupie of a footballer or a football team or a musician or a band. What? How have you gone about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that used to hang outside the footy club all the time when you go to training. They'd be there in the middle of pre-season. They'd be there, but they were just fans, so not necessarily sleeping with players.
Yes.
But they're just diehard supporters that go to everything. When you travel interstate, they'll be there. They just loved being around the football club. A bit like Byron with the Swans. He's a Sydney groupie.
Yeah, I'm just a groupie.
It's a bit like Byron with us.
Okay.
you're a Sydney groupie.
I am.
You love the Swans.
But this is just, that's just a fan. We want far more salacious stuff than that.
Do you know what I...
There's a great movie about groupie. What was it movie called?
Almost Famous. Kate Hudson,
yes.
But do you know what? I'd like to, if there's anyone listening who's a next level of groupie, because Fev, you're talking about the people who hang out the front, and you often see that. I went to see The Wizard of Oz the other day, and when you go...
You're hanging out with the Tin Man.
No, but whenever...
The Tin Man's not interested.
Follow that yellow brick road?
No, whenever you hang out, because I was walking down Little Collins, and as you go, there was the stage door. There's all these people with their programs. And you go, oh, there's musical groupies too.
Right.
There's just groupies everywhere. But are you one of those next level groupies?
That tries to sneak
now,
in.
Now, wait for it. This will be the groupie that, let's say you were single, you're a footballer, and he loves my jelly slice. He can't stop eating
Stop eating her slice.
This is when you, I mean, imagine this, Fev. You're a young, single footballer at the moment. You're out at some bar or whatever, and this, you know, amazing looking woman walks up to you, pretends she knows nothing about football, has no idea who you are, and you only find out later she knew the whole time. They're the groupies.
Good.
Okay. I like that.
And I imagine that would be a similar case with some rock stars.
Rock stars.
You act like
more
you don't
stars,
know who they are, yeah. but you've stalked them to
I
that
got
event.
That a lot on a Sunday night when I left the studio after doing Hit AU.
Oh.
I would just get just mobbed by fans. 13 10 60 is
get mobbed anywhere.
The number.
101.9 The Fox.
Groupies. An old school groupie from the 60s and 70s has come out and revealed all her secrets and the confessions. She's had relations with Mick Jagger, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, Jim Morrison of The Doors, Jimi Hendrix.
Whoa.
I mean, it's an incredible lineup. And she obviously...
It's an incredible lineup.
I imagine there would be people...
Playing at Etihad.
She may not have found love and companionship in her life, but she's got quite a tally to brag about. Like it's anyway, we've asked 13 10 60. Share your confessions if you're a groupie of maybe a musician, a band, a footy player, a footy club.
I'll take this question. Caroline from Coburg, have you had quite the lineup?
quite the lineup. I love Roger Federer and I've been a groupie for more than a decade now.
Okay, so Caroline, talk us through your, firstly, have you met him? What has it culminated in? How close have you gotten to Federer?
He's married with children.
I've had my arm around him. That's pretty close.
That's very good.
Had lots of meetings with him over the years. We've done all sorts of ridiculous things, but probably some of our highlights as a group have been staying at the same hotel as him.
Ooh.
So how did you find out where he was, Caroline? How did you figure out?
Well, it's pretty common knowledge, I think, where he stays because he tends to stay at the same place.
Don't say it.
To know somebody that worked there, so we protect him with that information that was very helpful as well.
Okay. Yes. So when you stay there, Caroline, be honest, okay, we're going to ask some really honest questions. Have you just walked the floors hoping to stumble upon him?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid so.
So just walking up and down, going to every level and walking the corridors.
Yeah, and hanging around the lobby and just sort of generally being fairly pathetic.
And Caroline, here's another question that requires candor. Has Roger Federer walked past you, looked at you and had fear in his eyes?
No, quite the opposite. He actually delights in our enthusiasm.
And he
says, nice to see you again. And he seems sort of rather pitiful of you in his eyes when he sees how our adoration for him.
He gets in his room, puts his feet up and puts on the Channel 7, ready to watch the tennis at night, and goes to his wife and his 15 kids. that stalker's here again.
No.
Thank you, Caroline. Appreciate it. It's become more of a stalking phoner than a groupie phoner.
I'd love Caroline as a groupie, though. That's a kind of, funny, fun, warm-hearted groupie. You want? No wonder. Rogers.
She just loves him.
Do you know what? That doesn't surprise me, because everyone loves Roger. Why wouldn't you love his number one groupie, Caroline?
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Maddie in Sunbury. Hi, Maddie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Maddie. Welcome to Confessions of a Groupie. Firstly, who are you a groupie for?
5 Seconds of Summer.
The boys.
They're in town, aren't they?
Now, Maddie, talk us through what lengths do you go to pursue the boys?
I've gone overseas to see them and meet them.
Wow. You've got to have a favourite. You can't have all five.
Cal?
I'm a Luke girl.
Luke girl, yep. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Now, Maddie, you've obviously met them by now?
Oh, hundreds of times.
Know you by name?
They don't know me by name, but if they kind of see me hanging around, they're like, oh, it's her again. I'm not sure if it's a positive thing.
Now, anything, Maddie, that you're prepared to share with us, like, what's the creepiest you think you've been in terms of being a groupie?
I don't think I've been creepy. I mean, I've done the, stayed in the hotels, waited outside, but, I've gotten to the point where, they've invited me out clubbing and things with them.
Have you followed them home from airports or anything like that?
May have.
Can I ask?
Not home, but like hotels.
Just followed their car.
I've always wondered this, Matt. So when you're sitting out front of the hotel and you're waiting for hours for them to arrive, when you finally see them and they wait for 5 seconds, they walk in. Is it worth that wait?
I think so. I mean,
oh, geez, that wasn't what I expected.
I mean, obviously it's a bit disheartening when, they don't stop and meet you and things like that. But, you get the wave or whatever and, it does make some of the waiting out in the cold and in the rain worth it because, you've had some form of recognition, which, I mean, it's hard when they're so big.
I sort of get envious of you, Maddie, because I've never liked anyone that much. Like, I even remember when I worked at Sunrise and I was the entertainment editor.
Sure.
And I was, Justin Bieber was in town. He was in Melbourne. He was staying in South Yarra. And I went out to meet some of the fans who were waiting and I was waiting too. And all I could think about was going to a cafe for breakfast. And I was looking at them all going, you slept here. Like,
my favourite time of the year, Boxy, is Australian Open time. Because I love going to Crown and I sit there and I watch all the tennis players.
Yeah.
And you can tell the big dogs because they've got a big posse following them. And then you can tell like the little qualifiers because they just walk in with their coach and their bag over. And Alex is like, you are a real loser. Like, let's go have dinner. And I'm like, no, half an hour more. We can see if we can see
someone famous.
You're
an actual groupie. You're sitting around crowd.
I think that's how this has ended.
Maybe.
Waiting for tennis players.
Yeah, it's weird.
You and Caroline need to hang out.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Tradioke time, and we've got Mickey, a labourer from Frankston. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, great, Mickey.
Awesome.
How long have you been trying to get on the show?
Oh, only a few times. I've been getting there.
Well, Mickey, we're rapt to have you. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to go a bit of All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, good one. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, Shrek soundtrack. Cracking song.
Mm.
Okay.
Solid song.
Very solid, Mickey. You probably you can't go wrong here. Surely you'll get the Blundstones. Good luck. Off you go, Mickey from Frankston.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool thing, and if they get older,
you bust
it out now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, I'll never get bored.
Mickey smashed it.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
I just realised that's the kind of song that creeps up on you because I knew all those lyrics too, but I think I've just watched Shrek a lot.
Could be it. Well done. A lot of smile, a lot of good energy there.
I thought that was great energy, a great performance. Fev's going to stay quiet till the end. He'll reveal what he thinks very soon. Khan. Is it Khan?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, great name, Khan, in Hampden Park. Now, you're a chippy. What are you going to be singing for us, Khan?
Kylie Minogue's I Want to Go Out Dancing.
And then when you think of a chippy in Hampden Park, you think of this song immediately.
Yeah. When I go
out, I want to go dance. Hey, happy birthday to Kylie. Yesterday turned 50. Birthday. Well done.
Khan, mate, let's sing it.
Oh, we'll see what he did there.
All right. Can't hold still, won't look back. When I go out, I wanna go out dancing. When I go out, I wanna go out dancing.
You sound like you need to go to the toilet.
I wanna go out dancing. Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Khan.
Khan.
What happened there?
That was the most unique interpretation of Kylie Minogue I've ever heard.
Yeah, it just came straight from the heart, guys.
You could feel that. He was just feeling the music. It was like interpretive dance, but in a vocal form.
We've got one of our favourites, 10 beats. Not much to beat, mate.
10 beats. Plumber from Wantirna. Hey, 10 beats.
BB, how you going? Congrats on the kids, Ben.
Thanks, 10 beats.
Whoop. Hey, 10 beats, forgive me for my memory lapse. Have you won this segment yet?
No, I haven't. I hope today's the lucky day.
Oh, you're a big chance.
You've got to be a $1 favourite on SportsBet.
Don't stuff it.
10 beats, what are you going to be performing for us?
I'll be singing Jackie by BZ.
My soul in a candlelight. Great song.
What's going on with this?
Mate, I remember this song back at Rosie's back in the day. You order a big fishbowl and you go, Jack, Jackie.
Oh, great song.
The playlist of a tradie is an extraordinary thing.
Okay, 10 beats, take it away. Anytime.
Okay, let's hit it.
Okay, you should have hit it about Jackie 10 seconds ago.
Touching my soul in the candlelight. Oh, Jackie, when I lost control in the heat of the night. Oh, Jackie. And you say you feel the same. I can't get you off my mind. I didn't know that the feel is good. And then you walk in.
Can I stop him?
No.
Okay.
I push and I shove. I thought I'd be lover. Jackie, we got nothing to hide.
Please. Thief. Let me wrap him up.
Well done.
Well done, 10 beats.
10 beats.
Make it stop.
Now, Fev, whoa, hard decision this morning. Mickey, our labourer in Frankston. Khan, the chippy from Hampden Park, or 10 beats. The plumber from Wantirna. What are you going to do?
10 beats is in the grand steeplechase. And all the other contestants were about two jumps to go. And he was about 100 metres from the finish line. Can't be beaten. And then he put up that trash. I'm going to give it to Khan.
Khan. We'll go back to Khan. I'm so surprised I didn't have Khan's ready.
It's Kylie Minogue's birthday.
He was actually the worst.
Yes, give it to him. Khan, you won, mate. Blundstones.
No way.
How good are Blundstones?
I want to go dancing.
Sweet. So he's even shocked.
The most surprised person of all is Khan.
Hey, yeah. You know what I did take? Well done, Khan.
I'd like to thank the Queen.
Absolutely. The Queen, Kylie.
World
now,
peace.
What I took from that, though, is I reckon we should add all three songs to our playlist.
Okay, not
cracking
fair enough.
Songs. Good Can stuff. We play that now?
Sure, why not? Play it as a banger tomorrow even, Fev. Not just boots, Blundstones. Find out more at blundstone.com.au. He's won himself. Blundstone steel cap work boots. We are back next Tuesday for Tradioki.
I wanna go dancing.
101.9 The Fox.
Technology is a wonderful thing, and look how far we've come as a civilization in 2018, the things we're capable of because of technology. But sometimes, Fev, I think we clock it, we get it, we nail it, and then for some reason, some boffins at some universities go, we can make this even better. No, it was perfect. Why mess with something that works? Now, a perfect example of this is, now, when you think about technology going so far as you can now talk to a computer in your house, in your lounge room, in your kitchen, and it will deliver stuff to you, like Alexa or Google.
Yeah. You can have a robot Google and Home. Say, hey, get me a beer. And it comes out and gets you a beer. It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing until it doesn't work. And then it's frustrating.
That's Alex. So it doesn't work.
Are you suggesting your fiancé?
I say, hang, get me a beer. Get it yourself. I need a robot.
She's not Alexa. Well, she's Alex.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Now, speaking of Alexa, so this is, I'm just going to play some audio because a hilarious video of a Scottish woman. Her name is Marge Massey. What a great name.
Scottish name, Marge.
Marge Massey. This has gone viral because she's trying to talk to Alexa and get her to play a song, and Alexa refuses to understand what she's saying. Let's listen.
Alexa, play Something's Cooking in My Kitchen by Dana.
I can't find Something's Cooking in My Kitchen by Donna on Spotify.
It's no Donna. I need it in an American accent. Alexa, play Something's Cooking in My Kitchen by Dana.
Here's a sample of Something's Cooking in the Kitchen.
F*** off! See, you just hate Scottish people, you cow!
I agree. Don't you find sometimes when technology doesn't work, it's more frustrating than when you had to manually do something yourself?
Just press play on your phone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I've seen these things at JB Hi-Fi, like the Google, the Alexa things, and I thought, oh, I want to buy one. Nah. I'd rather just get up and do it myself.
Yes.
Because the frustration, it's like golf. Love golf, but when you play, you get so frustrated.
Exactly. But it's
just
also,
do it yourself.
You just do it yourself and you feel that sense of achievement too.
I got off the couch for 5 seconds.
I know. Now, I want to open the phones because this is your chance to vent. Has technology frustrated you, like advanced technology that doesn't work? Because I want to cite a couple. And
you've got one that you buy, one of those Alexas.
I've got an Alexa, but you have to speak to it in an accent the way that our Scottish friend did.
What's the point? No.
And at the end, by the way, that wasn't even resolved, trust me, because Alexa has said it'll play a sample of the song. You don't even get the full song. You just get a sample. It's rubbish, Phoebe.
Well, see, it's a couple of things.
Also a great product
for
those interested.
Remember when I've got two frustrations that I'll kick it off with.
Season apply.
One, and I may be going against our own employer here at the Fox by saying this, but
Zeta.
No, I've got an issue with digital radio because analog radio was working for a long time, and I admit it can get sketchy when you get to areas that don't have great reception. But here's what's happening to me at the moment. So every day I'm in the car and I'll be listening to a digital radio station that this company promote and support and own. Anyway, I'll be singing, like, perfect example this morning, November Rain, Guns N' Roses.
Great.
I'm about 4 minutes in and I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. I go into the Burnley Tunnel, nothing, nada.
Oh, no.
I'm like, hang on, digital radio was supposed to be an advancement in technology, and now every time I spend about 4 minutes in the Burnley Tunnel and I can't hear the rest of the
song. Can I add to that, Fief? I have the same DAB system, and as soon as I get to Pakenham, it just turns off.
Yes.
It just turns off.
I know.
I have that same thing on the Fox when I play a banger and then I get a voiceover that's right near the end of the song and I don't get to hear it.
Yeah, that's Byron. Another one just quickly too is, now you know how we have Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff.
Mm.
So if you're out of range and you don't have your own music anymore. Now if I go to play a song and I'm out of range or my phone's not working or the network's down, I can't actually play a song I want.
You can download that. We could teach you.
No, but I've downloaded them and then they stop back and they've gone.
Wow.
So
listen,
it's all frustrating. Just remember, like, CDs and mixtapes. I mean, they weren't that bad.
How good were CDs? I used to have like a 10 stacker in the back of my car
and you had just
in the VN.
I know. It's very frustrating. Yes. And now that your music's all through your phone, you can't touch your phone in the car.
Mm.
It's very frustrating.
Thief. She's beside herself.
I've never seen her so frustrated.
131060 is the number. If technology is failing you the way it's failing Thief and destroying her life, give us a call.
1019 The Fox.
131060, if you are frustrated by advanced technology, it's those things that they say, we're improving it. And you go, nah, that didn't help.
It's like with your iPhone where they always have an update.
I know.
I never update it because it stuffs it.
Yeah, I agree. Think that there's improvements that they make where you go, that wasn't
they just want you
I like the way
phone.
It was. Yeah. By the way, where's the headphone jack?
Yeah,
on my
yeah.
new
ridiculous.
iPhone. Ray in Werribee. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Ray. What's what technology is getting up in your grill?
Currently it's my hands free in my car.
Oh, okay. Now, what? I mean, hands-free is obviously a very responsible way of using your phone in a car.
Well, the only way, yep.
The only way, absolutely. Ray, what's going wrong?
Every time I little hold my button down and I say, call husband, it comes up with, calling *6591.
Oh, how annoying.
That's true, though.
Every time. Any number, any name I try just doesn't like me.
I went so funny, Ray, you say that, because I stopped using it, because when I was doing it and I'd say, call mum, it would say, calling Mango. Now, Mango's a guy I met in a pub in Wollongong about 8 years ago.
You got his number.
Well, still got his number, but I'm like, don't call random guy I met like 10 years ago.
Did you give him that wine or drink?
No, I didn't.
Mango.
I don't remember Mango particularly well.
Stop taking him off your phone then.
Delete him.
You're right, I could delete him. I just keep them all there. Luke in Mulgrave. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Fifi.
Hey, Luke. What technology is frustrating you?
Digital radio.
Same.
Do you have the same grievances I have, Luke, about tunnels?
Oh, no, a little bit different. So when I go to the football, I like listening to the commentary so I know what's actually going on in the game.
You can't.
You can't listen to digital radio. It's delayed by 30 seconds or by a minute. So what I do is I actually bring my old analog radio with me with a big antenna at the games just to listen to it.
Yeah, mate, that's a thing. Because when we were in Bali, I try to listen to the football on the radio and it doesn't let you listen to it.
Well, that's another issue altogether, yeah. That's a geo block.
Should we call a meeting, like a union, with the head of digital radio?
Let's
and
do
go,
it.
What have you
do
done?
You know what frustrates me even more?
What?
I play PlayStation.
Yes, you do.
And the PlayStation always has updates. So when you go back on to, you load it and it goes, oh, it needs an update. It takes like an hour to update. I don't have an hour.
No, who's got an hour?
That's my hour of playing PlayStation.
101.9 The Fox.
All of a sudden, everything is tasteless. Can't make fun of braces. Everything's racist.
What a mad world.
It's a mad world.
It's my favourite Sting.
They're coming for us. I don't know who these people are. They're out there. They're the faceless.
They need to be shut down.
They're the faceless people who hide behind university degrees, who start telling us what we can and can't do.
They're the do-gooders, I reckon, the do-gooders.
Well, this is a new one. Now, you're not going to believe this, but you would have if you've been listening to Nikki's news across this morning. So, Vegemite and honey are being banned. From schools.
Vegemite.
Now, I want to qualify this because it's not as simple as that. So the Department of Education and Training, they have there is a program called Food Bank. Now, it's the Food Bank Breakfast Club and it visits schools and contributes 50,000 breakfasts to 500 disadvantaged Victorian schools every week. So doing a great job. And since 2016, that breakfast program, $13.7 million of our taxpaying money has gone into that. And look, for kids who are not privileged enough or disadvantaged in a situation where they can't have breakfast, absolutely.
Great.
Let's give these kids breakfast. Unfortunately, though, they're not allowed Vegemite and honey.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been banned because they didn't meet the green health rating. Now, and I'm bringing this up because this is the first step, and then suddenly there's a dietitian organisation that comes in and tells us all we can't have Vegemite and honey at schools. And the next honest, Fev, peanut butter's out, and fair enough.
Fair
okay,
enough.
That
nut allergies.
That's
fair
nut allergy. Okay. I agree with that. Yes.
Vegemite's out.
Oh God.
Honey's out. What are they killing the sandwich? Like, what? Honestly, what do you put on bread?
They're killing us. Don't worry about this green crap. Well, with a little heart here, heart there. When I was at high school or at primary school, the canteen was my favourite place and it was everyone's favourite place. The lines were huge. This day and age, I don't even have a canteen. I have a lunch order with sushi, carrots and celery. No one's having lunch orders anymore. I had pies, sausage rolls. I drank Big M's. I had donuts and jam. I turned out all right. I played elite sport. I had a great body. I'm very healthy. I ate all that crap.
Yeah, Fev, well done. Well said.
We turned out all right, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
We turned out all right.
Yep.
And I've said this because this has come up a bit recently, and I have said before, I think education and nutritional awareness is wonderful. And I think we should all be mindful of that. But I think it goes too far. So even the Dietitians Association of Australia have come out and said that Vegemite and honey have a high salt and natural sugar content, and that makes them not necessarily...
Oh, what are we going to put on the sandwich? Quinoa?
Honestly, how much Vegemite are you putting on a piece of bread?
Like,
think about it.
You ready?
It's not going to hurt you.
I blew out. So obviously I'm on a Jenny Craig diet, so I eat healthy food. But I chose to get fat. People that are large choose to eat those foods. If you choose not to eat them, it's in your own prerogative not to do that or do it. But people that are healthy, eat your healthy food, but don't go telling me that I can't eat what I want to eat.
I think you've nailed that at the end, because I think what the argument that has come through, and I absolutely am behind education. See, the problem is it's when people are eating a lot of food that they don't necessarily know the nutritional content of, and therefore they've not been educated from a young age what foods are healthy. But this is my thing. Educate us. Educate our children. Do not take away choice. That's the killer for me.
Correct.
You can't
has a choice.
Say
well said,
no Vegemite and no honey in sandwiches at school. Now, 13, 10, 60, Melbourne, vent away.
I'm tipping you, ladies.
Just one moment. Make way for the fun
police. What are you doing? You can't say that.
2PC, make way for the fun police.
What are we going to do about the fun police? They're
Byron's
kicking
the size of a greyhound.
Everything.
Like, he's just thin. He looks amazing.
Thank
I
you.
Bet you ate pies and pasties and
did,
donuts
actually.
At school.
I did, and I think I'm on Fief's corner. I mean, you look at this body, it doesn't just happen. You're right. But I'm in Fief's corner on this one. I think it's about choice. I choose to eat very healthy foods.
And about education.
I was in that corner too.
I'm not, and I just want to make this really clear, because I love what you said, Fev. I think it's wonderful to give options. So
correct.
I think it's important to
after
still
a
promote
football game when I was a
healthy
kid,
options.
Do you know what we got?
What?
We got McDonald's awards,
good
KFC
on you.
Awards.
And that's a great
went
thing.
Went and smashed chips and burgers because we run it off.
I mean, you're confusing the issue a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm not.
13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll come back. Lots of calls on this one.
Hey, what you want?
We've hit a bit of a hot button.
1019, The Fox.
Look, this is something we so often visit on our show.
All of a sudden, everything is tasteless. Can't make fun of braces. Everything's racist.
It is a mad world, and we love to expose our world for being mad. And the latest issue that we've taken up, Fev, is the fact that the Food Bank's Breakfast Club, which is an initiative here in Melbourne, and I imagine Australia, to look after kids that are disadvantaged who don't have breakfast. Anyway, the program provides them with breakfast, and they had banned Vegemite and honey. And we were saying, look, this is the tip of the iceberg, because once the nutritionists come out and say Vegemite's too high in salt and honey's too high in sugar, and we're banning it from an educational, a government program, you know the next step is, hey, guess what? Can't bring those to school anymore. And all of us get affected. Now, we were ropeable, Fev. We are ropeable.
God. We're ropeable.
And I tell
what
you
what,
this show works fast. It works so fast that, in fact, yesterday afternoon, Education Minister James Merlino, he overturned this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean,
happy to help, guys.
Guys, we are working retro fast. Like, we're going back in time.
Remember when we found that bus in Cranbourne?
We make stuff happen. So, well done, James Merlino,
one
the
day.
Education Minister, has recognised that for being ridiculous.
What sort of world are we living in, Boxy, when you can't just poke a bit of fun at your mate for wearing braces?
I
had braces. It was one of my favorites.
There's another PC issue you've brought up.
But it's just fun.
There's an argument. Well, it's bullying.
No, it's not bullying. You laugh, ha, 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 and they laugh back.
Anyway,
it's fun.
We on this show, we've made it a thing. We do not want people telling us what we can and cannot feed our children. We're happy for the guidelines. We're very happy for education to be disseminated and for people to understand the nutritional content of food. But you cannot ban us from feeding our kids, as parents do.
Hear.
Our choice to feed our children what we feed them. Now we've got Christine from Thornbury. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Christine. It's a mad world, and Vegemite and honey were very nearly banned from schools, Christine.
Crazy.
Well, how do you feel about this? Are you fired up? Are you venting? Where are you at?
I'm venting. I work in childcare, and we have sausage rolls on the menu, and we've been told that we shouldn't be serving tomato sauce because it's got too much
sugar and salt
in it, and you know it's going to ruin the kids' teeth.
Have you tasted the salt-free tomato sauce?
Yet.
It's horrific.
But you can have that back, Heinz. Now, Christine, so when you're being told, is it banned or you're being told not to put it on the food?
Well, it was a ban for a little while, but our staff have said, no, that's not going to happen.
Good. Imagine Bunnings on a Sunday or Saturday morning cooking us snags without tomato sauce. You wouldn't buy one.
You know what?
They're even getting in trouble now because they've the sausages have got too much salt.
Oh, God, here we go.
I mean, you've heard me this morning fire up about Vegemite. If they ever take away tomato sauce, it'll be game on.
Done.
I'll be starting a political party. Tomato sauce is not going anywhere. Cherie in Frankston. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Cherie. Food in schools, PC police, it's a mad world. What do you think?
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. But I'm coming from a fundraising point of view. I've been involved in the Parents and Friends Association at a couple of primary schools now. And, yeah, sausages are actually an amber food. So the school council in all three schools that I've been involved in won't let us have a sausage sizzle because it's not good for the kids.
There's a lot of colour coding. There's a lot of colour coding going on as well. What the hell's amber mean?
This is the thing that really annoys me.
Amber means go through.
Yeah. I thought you could proceed with caution.
You're not.
It is. So what they have what they call the traffic light system. And so the green foods are the healthy foods that the kids can eat whenever they want to. The amber foods are sometimes foods. And the red foods are foods that are banned from schools.
But see, I don't mind that as a guideline. That's like we grew up with that food pyramid or whatever. And sure. you look at it and you go, okay, that's the way I'm supposed to eat. My big issue is banned, not allowed. Imagine growing up in a world where you're not exposed to a sausage sizzle. Come on.
Sausages on cupcake stalls were the best at school.
Gee, it's just
Do they still raise money selling chocolates? Can we still do that?
If they're taking out Vegemite, as if chocolate's going to stick around for long.
If I'm going to start banning that sort of stuff, I'll just ban book clubs because it hurts my eyes when I read.
Megan and Garam Downs.
It does. My eyes
Hi, Megan.
Sore.
Hello.
Megan, there was a suggestion that Vegemite and honey were nearly banned from schools. Megan, where do you stand on this craziness?
Well, I'm basically just venting. So my daughter's 5 and she's just started school and she's at the point where I think she's just been overloaded by information at school. She's too scared to eat like a cupcake, like party food. And I mean, yes, the cupcake's sugary, but, you know, I'm not giving them to her for dinner every night. Like it's okay in moderation.
See, it's really interesting. You've raised a point, Megan, that I haven't encountered yet, but this is a real concern because I'm choosing to bring up my daughter with no issues around food, weight. I think that that is something that we've got to address really early in particularly girls, but boys' lives because of the onslaught of eating disorders come teenage years. And that's right. The minute you're saying, no, you can't have that, that's good for you, that's bad for you. Megan's got a daughter that's 5 that's scared of food. How did we end up there?
That's not where we wanted to end up.
It's education is key, not forcing through bans and political agendas. Get off the table. Can we just parent our kids?
Well said. 2PC, make way for the fun police. What are you doing? You can't say that. 3P7 Byron. 3P7 Byron.